Well, what I learned this week was, and that's what I learned. Yeah, I didn't come up with anything, so I'm just going to cut it in there, right in the middle. All right.
The Perfectly Cromulent Podcast.
Welcome back to the Perfectly Cromulent Podcast. I'm sitting here with Lyndon Savanto.
Hey, I'm here.
He's back.
And it is hot today.
How hot is it over there, man?
How hot is it? It is 33 degrees and I am drinking a coffee in the sun.
Yeah, well, here it's not that much worse. It's just a little rainy, but I kind of miss the rain. It smells good. It's not snow anymore, so that's like a positive sign.
Yeah, I think it'll just that's when you start to feel better. You know, when you come through that Edmonton winter, and then you're just like, okay, it's warming up a little. I don't need a jacket.
But the worst part about this time is like the slush and the dust. Yeah, and then it's just allergies. Spring is like the best and the worst.
You have like pollen allergies?
I have every allergy that's like not like a death allergy. All the little inconvenient ones that are like.
Well, I know Alyssa's getting destroyed down here with like the pollen and like hay fever and stuff from the trees.
Oh my, yeah. What is she like? Are her eyes and like, is she just stuffy? Like
runny nose and like sneeze a bunch. Because we went on a walk the other day and we were like, oh, look at this cool tree. And then she like smelt it. And then 2 minutes later, just.
She needs to buy some like Reactin or something and take it on the daily, like vitamins.
The Zyrtec and the one with a B, Benadryl.
Benadryl, careful with that one. That one makes you drowsy.
That's for a nighttime get knocked out one.
Dude, I did not know that. And I took that at work when we were like, I was working at the moving company and I broke a barbecue and a dresser. And I didn't know why. I thought it was just my allergy that was like making me like all fucked up and drowsy. And I had no idea it was the Benadryl. And I drove a truck like back. And you're not even allowed to like operate vehicles on that thing.
Well,
my 2 minute story.
Yeah, it's a good story. No, I don't have to do one.
Do you want to talk about the recap of our last poll?
Yeah.
You won. Yeah, worst episode ever. Fans have unanimously actually voted.
Yeah, they're who won this one? I don't know who would have won.
You won it. I don't know. Like,
what was the score?
It was pretty much the same as the last one. I'm pretty sure it was like 69 to 30. It was like, like a difference of like 20 maybe. Oh,
well, right on.
Well,
actual congrats.
I thought St. Patrick and Connor McDavid were going to seal it for me, but they didn't hold the weight I thought.
The gravitas.
Also, I looked up IRA and they were like, rebel forces trying to get independence from England. So they were kind of noble if England was super oppressive.
I guess so. Isn't that like the FLQ in the Quebec?
I don't know about that. Maybe I'll recap next episode.
I'll pick them and their noble cause.
So you went to the Raptors game yesterday?
Buddy, I went to the Raptors game last night.
What was potentially last game.
And it's trade deadline today and Kyle Lowry's still on the team. So all the like Lowry does anything where you just hide your sobbing was for nothing. But it was great. And I really feel because they just beat the piss out of the Nuggets last night. That's why they didn't trade Lowry.
I think maybe you might be right.
Maybe they
got a little false hope.
But they're like, wait a second, we're actually good.
I think they're making a mistake.
I think they're probably making a mistake. I love Lowry. And I think we're not going anywhere this year.
But I was actually wrong on DeRozan big time. So maybe they kind of know what they're doing. We'll see.
That's weird that you were wrong about something.
I know. It's not frequently that I will admit that.
But it was a great game. It was we went out for happy hour and drinks before and had this I had this burger at this English restaurant,
and it was
called the Breakfast Burger, and it was like a burger with bacon, a fried egg on top with goat cheese, blueberry jam, and it was so good, man.
What kind of, is that a British specialty?
I don't know. I guess so. They had blueberry jam on all kinds of stuff.
I thought British specialties were just like shitty foods on toast.
Yeah, it's like, what's the crappiest thing we can find, and we just put it on toast?
Put it together, yeah.
No, that was good. So, but the game was cool. We saw Jokic, years to wow me, not wow.
Oh my god, shut up.
He's great, but I mean,
he's great.
Last night, the eye test, he didn't pass. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I trust your eye test. What credentials do you have?
I've seen 3 games.
Okay.
I think that.
That's more than I thought. Now I'm actually. Now I'm actually backtracking.
No, it was a good game, and the Raps just seemed like they couldn't miss. And before we knew it, they were up 30 and never really looked back. So it was a cool game, and it was it's that part of history of that Tampa Bay Raptors.
Yeah, like, yeah, man, that too.
So it's cool.
That's, you know, sick, actually.
Like, we live here. We were able to see the Raps. We went to the Blue Jays game on Monday in Dunedin, and that was great.
All right, quit bragging. Nobody wants to hear anymore.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good.
When are you moving out?
Second week of April. Finally moving out. I'm excited. With Hannah. Her first move out won't be independent.
That'd be sweet, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. No, I can't actually wait. Oh,
take
just the
that,
freedom.
Everyone in your house.
It's been so long. I think the only time I lived alone was, well, not even alone. It was just with you when we were out in Denmark.
I don't know about Hannah, but she's got some big shoes to fill because I'm pretty fun. Pretty
you got
fun.
Giant feet.
Big, but like not long, just wide.
Big and wide. Disgusting.
Like a
I didn't
eight,
have to throw that in
eight
there.
Length,
but yes.
With a 8-length wide.
So you want to move on to fact fiction? I feel like people are pretty excited for this one.
Yeah, let's do
this
it.
This is our seldom occurring, but really fun one.
Yeah, it's just there's so much work involved.
There is a lot of work involved. And we decided to forego the eating stuff since we don't post anything on YouTube anymore. But if you guys really want to see the loser eat something, I might post a little questionnaire in the Instagram. And then maybe I'll post a little video of it on our page.
Oh, sounds good.
Actually, that's not bad. That's easier than doing it like this. Wow, I'm a genius. All right, let's get going. Let's see if I can trick you. All right, fact fiction. For those of you, if brand new listeners, we get lots of them. I'm going to be telling Lindo 2 facts. Well, I guess one of them is going to be a fact and one of them is going to be a fiction. And he has to determine which one is which. They're both going to be hard. It won't be super easy. And I'm 3-0, I think.
2-0?
We only did 2? Yes, I'm 2-0 maybe. Then.
I know I've never won. Life is
maybe
good.
And no, it's got, yeah, because both of them were 2-0 deficit comeback wins. Yeah. Let's see what happens here. Starting with number 1. Du-du-du-du-du-du. Godzilla is an official citizen of Japan. In Argentina, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego is called In Pursuit of the Red Rebellious Bird.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego is called In Pursuit of the Red Rebellious Bird?
Yeah.
And Godzilla is an official citizen of Japan.
Yes.
Both of those I want to be true. Oh my God. This is a 100% guess. I don't know where to go with this.
Shoot.
You really like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And you know, like I see so many things with like weird, you know, you see game shows and inventions that make no sense from Japan. It seems like it would make sense that Godzilla would be a citizen of Japan. So I'm going to go with that's true.
That is correct. You're 1-for-1.
Yeah. You know, they always come up with these weird things.
They do. I know.
I love it. But I mean,
when I read that one, I was like, cool, but not shocked. All right, let's go with number 2. My dog's veterinarian's name is Dr. Boctor.
Boctor?
Yeah. England's biggest horticultural export is the fig.
Fig. Dr. Boctor.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. That's got to be true. Their biggest agricultural export is figs, you say?
Figs.
Figs, like the
horticultural.
Little...
Yeah.
They eat a lot of like weird shit. And they don't have a lot of land.
That's true. Way
too many people per land. I'm going to go... The figs is true. Yeah.
Dr. One Boctor. For two. Dr. Boctor is actually true. And my physician's name is Dr. Bechter. So like so close to Dr. Boctor.
So 1-1.
1-1, baby. Okay, we're on to number three. I wonder if we're going to get through all five again.
I think we will.
In Japan... There's a lot of facts come from Japan here. In Japan, golfers can purchase hole-in-one insurance. Since achieving this feat, you are required to buy a round of drinks and food for everyone. The founders of Johnson & Johnson have no relation.
What's the Japanese golf thing again?
All right. I'll repeat them both. No problem. So Johnson & Johnson, no relation. Or... Mm-hmm. In Japan, golfers can purchase hole-in-one insurance. Since achieving this feat, you are required to buy a round of drinks and food for everyone.
If you hit a hole-in-one, you have to buy all that?
Yeah, so you can purchase insurance at the golf courses for that.
Seems, I don't know, that sounds too out there. Why would someone buy that? That happens like never. It's Japan, though.
Putting the country in there makes it even like harder.
Yeah, if that was just a thing. I'm going to say the... Johnson & Johnson are family, so I'm going to say that one's the true one. They're related. So whatever it is, I think Johnson & Johnson's related.
All right, well, you're right. That was the fiction. So Japan, you actually can purchase hole-in-one insurance. It's $65 with a return of like $3,500. So like if you do get a hole-in-one, you pay like the whole restaurant.
How many people have to buy all this for?
I think it's whoever like is at the golf like place. I don't know what the fucking deal is in Japan, but that's a fact. Okay,
yeah,
so
I feel like a company like Johnson & Johnson's pretty old, I'm assuming. So why not go for it?
Yeah. Good deduction there, Watson.
All right.
2-1. So you have a chance to win here.
Yeah, I've blown a couple of these before.
A little bit more nervous this time. All right. According to the International Federation of Poker... Socks don't count as an item of clothing in strip poker. A couple in Sweden tried naming their child BRF XX CCXX MNP CCC LLLMM N PRX VC LMN CK SSQL BB 11116, pronounced Albin.
Oh my God. I'm going to say that one's true. That's way too like specific to not be true.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Damn it.
There's too many like, you really focused on the letters.
So. I know. I was like, yeah, it was so incredibly long, but I really was hoping.
Pronounced Alvin?
Albin, but they got rejected because it was kind of in protest with, they had like, Sweden apparently has some like stricter name laws or something, so they were trying to protest it and they got rejected. Well, you win 3-1, so I'll post.
Go eat the cabbage.
I'll post in the chat. I'll make a video of me eating the cabbage, honestly. Like, I don't even have to ask the chat. Fair's fair.
I done good this time.
You done good. You want me to do the last one and see if you can get it anyway?
Yeah, let's try it. Let's try it. I'm enjoying these.
All right.
There's so much work that goes into it. So.
There are computers for the Amish that have no internet, videos, or music. MRI scans of cats' brains have revealed that they see humans as a prey species.
Nah, this is just ridiculous. Since it doesn't matter, I'm going to go with, I kind of hope both are true. Again, I think there's the Amish computer thing is a thing now. I'm going to say that's true.
Boom. Yeah, you would have got me on that one.
I feel like
because I would have lost either way.
Because there's a lot of more Amish furniture, Amish restaurants. Yeah. So I feel like they need
internet. They're strictly like for business.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't access like any of the other stuff, but you just like, I'm guessing cataloging stuff to Excel and crap. All right. Well, that was our fact fictions. We have a new sponsor today, I think. It's time for that.
Yeah, we do have a new sponsor, actually.
Always, every week.
Well, like, you know, word goes around.
We cycle them. We get them for 1 week, we toss them the next and get out of
here. Toss them. That's how it is. We run a tight show. Very well organized, tight show. Well, this one's coming in from our dear friends at Magic Magnuson's At Home Cavity Repair. Ouch! One in two Americans scream that when doing something painful, but one in two Americans can't afford a dental plan. Dental plan! At Magic Magnuson's, we developed a new state-of-the-art at-home cavity repair kit. Simply place, wash, paste, rinse, replace, let sit 20 minutes, rinse, paste, replace, and let air dry for 92 hours. Now, only 19 easy payments of $95.95. Leave your ouch on the couch.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Magic Magnuson's at-home cavity repair.
Yeah, geez. They got an acronym for that? MM. M A H R.
It's macra.
I don't think they like being called that though. You have to say the full thing.
But yeah, so I mean, if you ever just like, oh, I don't feel like going out and setting an appointment, 19 payments of $95.95 will get you your at-home repair kit.
Well, thank you very much, Magnuson. That was freaking awesome. I do need an at-home repair kit. I think my kids in the future will also need one. I will invest in 5.
You have a two-minute story time?
Yeah. You know the score.
So, little thing here. We were a little late getting going here because you were seasoning and prepping some pork. So, it ties nice to a food-related story of a week ago, 2 weeks ago max. I'm like, you know what? I'm making breakfast for Alyssa and I. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make fucking McDonald's hash browns in the air fryer. Here we go. Turns out to make hash browns like that, it takes a lot of time and a lot of steps.
Really?
And let me tell you, skipping those steps don't work.
What did you skip?
Well, because it's like, okay,
air fry it? Fuck it.
you peel it, you like shave it into like the shredded whatever.
Yeah.
And you have to leave it in cold water for like 20 minutes. I'm like, five.
Well, freezing water,
because then it gets rid of all the extra starch, and then and then I guess that didn't help when I put it in the bowl with all the seasoning.
Why didn't you do 10? He just went 5.
I put way too much garlic powder and way too much fucking salt, and it didn't spread evenly. And so I was like, you know, I don't know even now, because it was this sticky mess. I'm like, this is not gonna work. So I'm putting it in like a ball, and then I flatten it just across a cutting board, and then I just slice it into like rectangles and put it in the deep fryer or in the air fryer, and it fucking sucked. But Alyssa was like so nice about it and was like, no, we're not gonna waste it. But she knew it sucked. We all knew it sucked. She would take a bite and like she would wince. But I think if I didn't
try it again
over like season and everything, I think it may have been all right, because the crispiness was kind of there in parts, but it was just a damn train wreck. So Anyone listening, if you're trying to make a rectangular hash browns in an air fryer, follow all the steps.
And don't if you're trying to do anything you don't know what you're doing, follow the steps.
Follow the steps. Moral of the story is follow the steps.
Someone went through it and fucked it up before.
Yeah, I guarantee I'm not the first one to do it.
Lyndon's kind of a pioneer in fucking up
cooking
shit.
Just seemingly simple tasks, he absolutely fucks it up.
Thanks for your 2 minute story, man.
Yeah, so always, I mean, if you want to make a, when you move into your place, if you're like, man, I'll make these hash browns, I'll show him.
I'll just get impatient 5 minutes in.
I'm gonna buy
something else up. It couldn't have been this thing.
I don't even have an air fryer.
Our Mount Rushmore. Okay, so this week we actually are doing kind of back to the one of our like OG episodes where we're just kind of doing a regular Mount Rushmore. One of us picked what we wanted. This week I was hosting, so I got to pick worst comedy movies made in the 2000s. We usually go pretty positive over here. We're always picking sweet, awesome things. So I was like, well, maybe let's throw a little shade at the 2000s and some movies that weren't as good.
Did personally. You have the same issue I had, that it's kind of harder than it sounds?
It's very hard. I like a lot of movies, like even if it's for like little things, I'm like, nah, I can't put this at as the worst one, or as like, or I've never put any one that I didn't watch.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, how many of those really trash ones did I skip over? Probably a lot. Like I wanted to watch Biodome. That popped up everywhere. Like I'm like, well, I gotta see it, but I can't do.
Because you might. It might be one of your like. What do they call it? Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, things. Exactly.
Yeah, I only went with ones I watched.
Okay, good.
And so but these will be personal. Some of them I know I've watched and I didn't like.
Yeah,
but I haven't watched in so long that maybe if I watched again, it would like. But going from my initial watch. They're on my list.
There's only I have one movie that was like that. I was trying to avoid those two because I was like, maybe I could give them a chance. I was being too nice in my Mount Rushmore's here.
Yeah, we gotta be more dickish.
We do have to be more dickish, be more who we actually are. Let's do a Mount Rushmore. I get first pick.
You get first pick, and honestly, I don't care because
yeah, we're not gonna overlap. I have five total. I was like, there's no way. Okay, so this is my least favorite comedy in the 2000s. And I know I'm going to get flack for this one right away, and Lennon's going to win. But Shaun of the Dead. I hated Shaun of the Dead. I hated any zombie movies. I was sick of zombies at the time, and I'm still sick of zombies. It was just like such an oversaturated, like...
everything zombie.
...thing at the time. Yeah, just zombie this, zombie that. But Shaun of the Dead didn't do it for me. Especially after I watched Hot Fuzz. No, I watched Hot Fuzz before I watched Shaun of the Dead, and Hot Fuzz is like way Hot more Fuzz superior, in my opinion.
Great.
That's my first pick.
Wouldn't make my list. I think it's, I enjoy it. I enjoy, I think, because I've seen it a couple times. And then when I put it, like the Nick Frost and Simon Pegg all together, I like their series of comedies. So,
okay.
But I respect your opinion because I have some that you're going to, I know one you love. And it's going to be on my list. And I know it won't be on, and it won't be, I'm not going to say it till the end.
I haven't even considered that option.
So I was thinking of movies when I was going through because I had to look at all kinds of websites because the dates and stuff
takes a lot of research.
Yeah, we put in work for you, the fans. So one of the ones I know that growing up, people like, you see a gif of it every now and then, and it just didn't, it didn't push the buttons for me. I'm gonna say White Chicks.
I was gonna put that on, but I couldn't remember it.
I saw it once and I'm like, I don't want to see this again.
That's the exact same feeling I had, but it keeps popping up on my Disney Plus and I'm like, should I rewatch it? I'm like, nah, it's gonna be shit.
Yeah, so I know like a bunch of people really enjoyed that movie and I didn't, and I'm not gonna revisit it. But I see like Terry Crews gifts all the time when
I know
in the car.
I feel like
I like Terry Crews, but
I have to revisit it. I have to give it another chance. I was way too young.
Yeah. That's why we should.
I wasn't into dumb comedies, you know, back then.
We should have did like 2010s. 2000s, we were kind of just coming into it.
Yeah. Maybe 2010s would have been better.
But yeah, White Chicks.
Want to restart?
Yeah, let's go back to the drawing board.
Okay, good. Why don't you just pick one? All right. So my second pick is probably one that's more known for being shitty. Definitely compared to the other two in the franchise. I hate Men in Black 2. Do you remember that movie at all?
I remember all three of them. And it's not
that
good. Men in
Black 2, it was like 2 out of 10. And Men in Black 1 was like 8 out of 10. Men in Black 3, 7 out of 10, I'd say. And then Men in Black 2 was like 2 out of 10. It was the worst. It seemed like it was some lazy like sequel writing. Like just the CGI in it was crap too. The story was so shit. I hated everything about that movie.
Laura Flynn Boyle was hot in it though.
She was smoking.
So that makes it like a 6 out of 10.
But she was also like so sexualized as like this, like she's a tentacle plant alien. She was just like oh,
because she like on. What she went, they saw like a magazine and she was a mom.
Yeah,
that movie's pretty shit. That's a good pick. That's a good pick. I have two that you probably really enjoy.
Okay.
So I'm gonna keep holding those because you're not gonna say it. One of the ones that I remember watching and I just thought was, it's just not good. And it was kind of a trend of an actor I really enjoyed when I was younger in the 90s and then his gradual descent down.
Oh, I know probably what it's
called. I'm going to go with Little Nicky.
Oh!
Adam Sandler's Little Nicky.
I love Little Nicky.
Well, I haven't seen it in so long either. But,
no, rewatch it. I think it holds up. I think you'll like it. It's still classic Adam Sandler. It's just different classic.
Yeah, well, I think that's why I didn't like it at the time, was it wasn't the ones I like, the Happy Gilmore and stuff.
Oh, you know what? I thought you were going to give me a Jim Carrey movie. I thought you were going to give me Bruce Almighty.
No,
I was thinking of putting
Bruce. Enjoy Bruce Almighty.
It's okay, but it's not like hilarious, So like I was like, maybe it's gonna be one of those because he's not as funny as he was in the 90s or whatever. But no, that was a good one. Well, no, that was a terrible one. Little Nicky, rewatch it.
Rewatch Little Nicky.
Okay. My third one is, I'll save this one because I know you don't have it, and it's gonna piss a lot of people off. So my third one's going to be Get Smart with Steve Carell. I just fucking hate. There's so many of those a secret agent, like goofy secret agent movies, like based off like old Pink Panther with Clouseau and shit. That there's like Johnny English.
Get Smart was a show.
It was, but it was also a movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, but it wasn't like they ripped off.
Oh, yes, you're right. No, they didn't. Yeah, okay. They ripped off that show. What, they didn't rip off the show there, I guess they were
remake whatever
remake, yeah, but like did it need to be remade? I don't know.
I don't even know anything about the show.
Well, that's my third pick. Fuck it,
get smart
hey. Blows.
Okay, I have two picks here, both ones I think you really like.
Okay.
And one of them I think I've watched one recently in the last couple of years, and it just, the main actor in it just bothers me so much that I can't get over it. And because of like my childhood and growing up, and there was cameos of all these people I loved, it is disappointing to say, but Ready to Rumble.
What
the
is
wrestling
that?
Movie with David Arquette.
I've never watched that.
You never watch it? I figured you'd love it.
Well, I'm probably gonna. Well, no, now I don't know if I want to watch it. Fuck.
You'll love it. I know you. You'll love it. But Ready to Rumble, like, disappointed me so much.
You told me,
like,
I think. You told me the premise
it had,
of
like,
this.
I think the main bad guy was, like, DDP, and it was all these guys. And then it just, like, let me down how much I didn't like it.
Damn it. Okay. Wait, what's the premise of it? He wants to be a wrestler or something?
They're, like, wrestling fans, and they're trying to help this guy, the King, get back to be the champ or some
shit
like that.
David Arquette actually still loves wrestling. I think he tried to be a wrestler, right?
I think he's owns part of a wrestling company too.
Yeah, that was like one of his like dreams or some shit that like fucked with his marriage or something. I could be making that up. Who knows? Find out next week.
Ready to Rumble. Disappoint. It just let me down so much. Maybe I'm harsh on it, but maybe I had...
You had high expectations? Maybe.
Not okay. High, but like I had expectations.
Okay. Okay. I'm definitely going to have to watch this. All right. Okay. So my last pick is going to be one that I bet you probably won't agree with and none of the followers we have will agree with, but I think Step Brothers was incredibly overrated in the 2010s for Will Ferrell movies. Or 2000, sorry.
I enjoy that movie.
I know. Everyone enjoys that movie and it has hilarious parts, but I liked some of his other movies at the time more so. Yeah, like when the other guys came out, I liked it more. Semi-Pro is my favorite Will Ferrell movie. So like Step Brothers just wasn't as high up there for me. So I'm just going to go with Step Brothers, a little bit overrated on my list. There's not a lot of movies I didn't like though.
That makes it all the more easier for me to pick a movie you love.
Okay. what is it?
This one's going to sting you a bit. And I don't know if it's going to screw me in the boat, but I thoroughly did not like Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
Oh. Why?
It was just at the time, it just didn't hit what I wanted it to be. I love Jim Carrey, and it just didn't.
What? How old were you? You were in grade like 5.
Didn't make me happy.
Grade 4.
But yeah, but then I watched it. I liked it as a little kid, and then when I got older. I'm like,
No way. What the song? Where are you, Christmas?
Yeah, listen to that.
Oh my god, dude. That song alone.
You just attacked Step Brothers. I can attack you.
Oh my god, you hate that song, you hate Christmas.
I love Christmas, and that's why I hate the Grinch.
Touché. All right, you want to recap your four movies, your four worst comedies of the 2000s?
White Chicks, Ready to Rumble, Little Nicky, and Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
And I had Shaun of the Dead, Men in Black 2, Get Smart, and Step Brothers.
You're going to piss some people off.
I'm going to piss a lot of people off.
I think two of those ones people really like.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't you tell me what you learned? I guess I had one honorable mention, but it's a group of movies. I said any spoof movie, like Epic Movie, Scary Movie, Scary Movie 2. Like,
I like Scary Movie 2 and Scary
one
Movie.
Of, I can't remember which one. One of them was decent, but they all really sucked as a whole.
Yeah, there's some good parts in some of them. There was a part I remember in Scary Movie like 5, and it was the bad guy from Cinderella Man is like the spooky guy in it, and it's like a sign spoof, and he's just like at the bar, like, and he works as like a crane operator, and he's like, God, I hate my job, and then he does like a claw machine that picks up like a small sea can, and I love that part.
What?
And then she is like a ring or something, and she's like, I saw a face. He's like, well, does it have a nose? Yeah, sounds like a face. Great mark.
Okay, that's hilarious.
One of the ones, or I have two on the list. That. One of them I saw when I was young, so I'm not gonna really count it.
Okay.
But I don't feel like revisiting it too much. Was Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, I see your point with that one. I want to try that too.
And if I wanted to be edgy and upset people, I think... Step Brothers. I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
No.
Whisper it to me.
The more I think about it, the more I'm like, actually, this is a gem.
It
just deserves its status. It was Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh yeah, gem, absolute beauty.
That's a gem. There's too many good lines, but
so many good lines.
It was such all the rage where it wasn't like.
Oh, it was different though. It was fresh.
It wasn't
bro.
Like laugh out loud funny.
I laughed,
like,
dude. He's counting his change after six, he's like counting his change.
Great.
Like
it's great.
85.
I didn't even mention
$1, $6. That's like $1 an hour.
Yeah, there's too many good lines in that. I take that back. But yeah. Dude, Where's My Car? Get out of here.
Get out of here. All right. What'd you learn this week?
So what I learned this week, and not just 5 seconds ago. So I think an underrated Disney movie is The Princess and the Frog.
Okay. Yes, it is.
I really enjoy that movie. I think the music, I think the story, the art, everything's beautiful. I learned that the first choice to be, and it probably, it would have easily made it a bigger movie than it was the first choice to be Tiana, the princess, mm-hmm. was Beyonce.
Yeah.
But she refused to audition.
Okay.
So she, they're just like, nah, fuck you then.
Good. What?
I think Princess and the Frog has charm, or more charm now, because it's this smaller
success story, yeah. I think. It's probably made less money because of it, but...
Yeah, but I think it's...
I like it a lot.
Less of the Beyonce show and more of the Princess and the Frog that I love. That's what I learned.
Okay. Well, what I learned this week was...
that Peter Dinklage was in a 90s funk, rap, and punk band called Wizzy.
And that's what I learned. Yeah, I didn't come up with anything, so I'm just going to cut it in there, right in the middle. All right. Well, thanks everyone for thanks for trying to help me out there, bro.
Gotcha.
Thanks everyone for tuning in for our 11th episode. There was nowhere to go but up from episode 10. So thank you.
Worst episode ever.
Worst episode ever. Perfectly The Perfectly Cromulent Podcast.